Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 21st of December, 2016. It's the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the shortest day of the year, the first day of winter. Some ancient people believed that because daylight was waning, it might go away, so they lit big bonfires to tempt the sun to come back. It's the birthday of the writer Edward Hoagland, born 1932, New York City, grew up in New Canaan, Connecticut. His first novel, Catman, published when he was just 23 years old. He'd worked for the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, tending the big cats, the novel based on that. The novel was published to great acclaim. Hoagland was in the Army at the time and only found out about it when his superior officer said, "Private Hoagland, do you know your picture is in Time magazine?" Wrote another novel, The Circle Home, started traveling, took trips to Africa and Alaska, wrote books of essays. Children Are Diamonds came out 3 years ago, Sex and the River Styx. Many essays about wilderness. Edward Hoagland said he writes about wilderness because people will want to know what those wild places were like when there are no more wild places. It was on this day in 1620 the Pilgrims arrived at Plymouth Rock. Bad weather had forced them off course. Winter was imminent, so they decided to stay. Most people spent the winter on board the ship. Others went ashore to build some shelter. The region was home to about 40,000 Indians, the Wampanoag Indians, Wampanoag, which means the people of the first light. The Pilgrims did not meet the Indians until March of the following year. They made a treaty with the chief, Massasoit, to establish peaceful relations. And one man named Squanto, who had spent some time in London, agreed to live with the Pilgrims and show them how to plant native crops. And it's the birthday of the Irish revolutionary Maud Gonn, born in Surrey, England, 1866, to wealthy parents. She moved to Dublin, where she campaigned for Irish independence, for home rule, for prison reform. She established the Irish White Cross to help victims of domestic violence. Maud Gonn was 6 feet tall. She had red hair. And when she was 25 years old, she met William Butler Yeats, also 25. He fell in love with her, and he proposed marriage. She said, "You make beautiful poetry out of what you call your unhappiness and are happy in that. Marriage would be such a dull affair. Poets should never marry. The world should thank me for not marrying you." Here's a poem for today, a poem that William Butler Yeats wrote for Maud Gonn. He wishes for the cloths of heaven. "Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths and wrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams." William Butler Yeats's "He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting Jackie from director Pablo Larraine, starring Natalie Portman as the First Lady in the days following the assassination of JFK, as she fights to cement her husband's historical legacy, now playing. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.